For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. If you're on the road this holiday weekend, National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Arbeck says there's some seasonal weather you'll have to face.
There's definitely heavy snow potential as we go on to later today into Sunday from parts of the central Rockies eastward into the plains and up towards the upper Great Lakes. Snow totals anywhere from 4 to 8 inches.
A major scientific report has been released by 13 federal agencies on climate change. USA's Wendy King has more on that.
The report paints an almost doomsday scenario, predicting more catastrophic storms, droughts, and wildfires if immediate steps are not taken to slow or stop global warming. The Trump administration decided to quietly release the report on the world's weather and its effects on things like hurricanes and wildfires, which have cost this country in particular lives and money. The report says these kind of disasters will get worse.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Passengers aboard the Golden Gate Ferry that crashed into the San Francisco Ferry Terminal Friday afternoon said they had no warning. This passenger tells KGO-TV the captain didn't give them any clue something was about to happen.
It crashed into the dock and then it bounced. I didn't know what happened. Then it just kept going and next thing you know, it crashed into another part of the dock.
Another passenger told KGO you'd think they would have blown the horn or anything to give people a heads up. The boat can carry some 750 passengers, but had a light load of 53. Two people reported minor injuries. Those 60 or so students at Barbaro High School in Wisconsin who appear to be giving a Nazi salute in a junior prom group photo won't be punished. School officials say it would violate their First Amendment rights. The picture went viral on Twitter earlier this month. The photographer claims the students were merely waving, but one student in the picture who did not raise his arm disagreed. The school superintendent sent a letter home to parents saying the students' actions were not reflective of the educational values of the school. A series of community meetings has been scheduled. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Golf took center stage Friday as Tiger Woods squared off against Phil Mickelson in Capital One's The Match pay-per-view winner-take-all event. It took 22 holes for Mickelson to pull off the win, and he was a gracious winner.
Not going to take anything away from his greatness. He, you know, he's the greatest of all time, but to be able to have just a little bit of smack talk, you know, for the coming years, it means a lot to me because I really don't have much on him, you know.
Woods blamed himself for the loss.
I had plenty of opportunities to make putts today, and I didn't make any putts to put a little pressure on Phil. I had an opportunity on the last hole to win the match, and I hit a bad putt.
Mickelson birdied the fourth playoff hole to beat Woods in their $9 million made-for-TV match. It was marred by technical difficulties with viewers unable to view it on their televisions. After paying $19.95, Turner and Bleacher Report representatives sent out links on social media, allowing people to view it for free on their computers and mobile devices. It appears Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer stuck his foot in it when he used Twitter to praise Chief Justice John Roberts of the Supreme Court for rebuking President Trump's recent Obama judge's comment, while at the same time slamming Roberts' partisan decision. Schumer tweeted, "I don't agree very often with Chief Justice Roberts, especially in his partisan decisions, which seem highly political on Citizens United, Jamison Shelby, but I am thankful today that he almost alone among Republicans stood up to the president for an independent judiciary." Critics quickly pointed out Schumer's contradiction. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.